Go ahead, play us in.
Fail.
Well, hell, out there in podcast land, this is listening to the GotGrub.com podcast coming to you from the lair here in beautiful Prince George, British Columbia. The smooth, dulcet tones you're listening to right now are those of Brandon Holland on the acoustic guitar. And Becky's in the corner. How's everybody doing? Oh, and there goes my guitar. How's everybody doing?
10 out of 10.
Pretty good.
Sweet. If we sound lethargic... Well, Becky never sounds... Becky just sounds excited to be alive right now, but if I sound lethargic, it's because we just basically fed at the trough of... fed at the trough that is Spicy Greens, the wonderful East Indian food place in downtown Prince George that we've talked about before. So...
if in doubt, go to Spicy Greens. Yeah, it'll change your life.
It's definitely changing my evening, I'll tell you that.
I'm a changed man.
I feel like I'm drugged.
Remember the time we used to exercise? Oh, wait, that was before we ate tons and tons of Indian food.
It's a good trade-off.
So, what did I say we were going to talk about? I want to say what we were going to talk about, the exciting thing we were going to talk about for later, but what were we going to talk about before? Oh, voicemail messages.
And the length duration of some voicemail messages.
Have you ever gotten interesting voicemail messages, Brandon?
I don't think so. I don't even have voicemail. I did at one point, but I got rid of it because I never used it.
I left some interesting voicemail messages.
Yeah.
Like, because we found a way, I can't remember who I was doing this with, but we found a way to forward voicemail messages. And you can like add on to whatever message beforehand. So basically you say, I'm going to basically it'd be kind of like forwarding an email where you put in your bit at the beginning and then the person has the forwarded email below. We find a way to do that with voicemail messages.
Or like chain them together.
Yeah. And so we were going to try and chain this big long thing together where we were all saying different things, but the order was in reverse of what we were recording them. So it just ended up being this really long, random, weird email that we sent to some poor person.
I had a boss who loved to forward me voicemail messages, and she would repeat exactly what the person in the voicemail was saying in her little intro thing.
Yeah.
So listening to the message would be like 10 minutes because it'd be her 4.5 minutes and then the actual 5.5 minutes of the message.
Nice.
Yeah, I was just saying how I got a super long voicemail today, and it was so long that the person was still talking and it just cut her right off. That was a good 5 minute.
Best kind. You gotta love that. Hey, people who don't really have any concept of
the purpose of voicemail
or anybody else's time. Just like, hi, I wanted to call you to talk about this because here's how my day went, and I was thinking about this, and blah blah blah. And I love that when people get cut off. You'd think they would like be embarrassed and learn, but
well, whatever. Oftentimes when they get cut off, they don't know they've been cut off.
That's true.
And they just keep talking.
That's true.
Which is kind of a little bit of justice in this world.
Poetic justice.
Poetic justice, there you go.
I remember when we lived in Duncan, we had somebody who actually left 3 messages on our answering machine because he basically wanted to leave an entire dissertation message, and he just couldn't fit it in one, so we just called back, and he was like, oh, I guess this cut me off before, let me continue on. And it cut him off again. And so, their time's a charm.
Yeah, he's a firm believer in torture, obviously.
Yeah, it was a good time. It's a good time. So the exciting thing we want to talk about today, and for I'll post a link to the picture I posted a while ago, but it's something that is sort of, I think, very important to all of us. I think it's close to all of our hearts.
Yes, it's very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, and I think that it's something that just needs to be discussed. And then, of course, naturally speaking, what else could I be speaking of? Of the debate between pirates, ninjas, and apparently robots.
Yes, this is the great debate of our time. What is best, pirates, ninjas, or robots?
Now, here's the thing, because I've heard of the pirate and ninja thing before. Where did the robots come from, Becky?
I don't know. Robots are just awesome. So it's clearly they are in the running for the coolest thing in existence, and pirates and ninjas and robots are all equally as cool. So... just how it is. I can't believe you've never heard of that triple debate before.
I never heard the roar. I mean, I always
it's a pretty common thing. Yeah,
I've heard the Pirates versus Ninja. I guess I'm just not in tune with what the kids are what the kids have for memes these days. Because I'd heard about the Pirates and Ninjas, obviously, and you know, posted there was a picture of me stalking some pirate peanut butter cookies in a ninja costume, floating around the internet. So, yeah, but I hadn't heard the robots.
Well, I think my point of view on this subject is when it comes to like humans, I think ninjas definitely have it over pirates. Because let's face it, they've got like peg legs and missing eyes, and it's just not good. No depth perception. Whereas ninjas, they're quiet, they're sneaky, they've got many, many tools of death.
Yeah.
So I think a ninja would definitely win in that point. But let's face it, when it all comes down to the end of it, robots are going to take over the world anyways. So there's not going to be any ninjas or pirates left over.
That's interesting.
But pirates are just, they have so much character. Ninjas are like a single, you know, a one-dimensional character. Their purpose in life is just to kill you when you're not looking.
Well, isn't that what we're debating? Like, which one is better as far as...
Yeah, best.
For what, though? Like, for killing or for...
best? Just... if you could be one... what would you want to be?
The one that will survive.
Which... Yeah, but here's the thing about robots, though, is that robots can be defeated with water.
But pirates sure can't. They live for water.
And ninjas can't, because they can just hold their breath forever.
Well, they could get a waterproof coating. My Android phone, I dropped in the water and it survived.
Really?
Barely.
Yeah.
There's no pirate operating system or ninja operating system.
Nope.
I think the things ninjas really have going for them is that they have such a high level of skill. They have a level of skill that can only be really topped by Chuck Norris.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, they are stealthy. They're quiet.
Usually
they're graceful,
Asian.
Usually Asian.
Asians are better than everything.
They are.
Better at everything than us.
They are. Hey, we've decided that, we digress here a little on this topic, but we've realized Jeremy Holland, the brother to Brandon here, is actually Asian. He just didn't know it.
Nice. So what makes you think that Jeremy is Asian? Just to continue on the racist tip before we go back to Pirates, Ninjas, and Robots.
Well, first of all, he has really good concentration when it comes to puzzle games. Like, he got this ball for his birthday that's called, like, I don't know, we called it Hamster's Revenge or something. Because it's like this giant maze tangled up all inside of a ball, and there's another little tiny shiny ball that you have to weave through the maze. Is that an accurate description of what that is?
Yeah.
And he would just go into this like focused mode like no one I've ever seen, except like Korean kids doing math. And he was just like, he was so committed to this ball. He was like blocking everyone else out. He couldn't hear what we were saying to him. He was just giving her. And yeah, he was just like concentration of the more dedicated part of our civilization, really.
Even further proof, he's a super taster.
Jeremy's a super taster. I don't know if you were aware of that, but he is.
And it's more common among Asian people.
What's a super taster?
Wow, I didn't know about this until this weekend when Jeremy informed me that he was a super taster. I had to find out what this was. Apparently, there are certain individuals who are more blessed by God than we are that have the ability to taste things more than we do.
Their taste buds exaggerate flavor or something, so they can taste things that are bitter when the average person can't taste the bitter flavor.
Really?
But that things are extra sweet or extra sour.
Are you sure he's just not a picky eater?
Well, see, this is his excuse for not liking a lot of things. He's just like, that's why I don't like so many things, because I'm a super taster. And Jeremy, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
We did Google this, and super tasters do exist, and we even found tests. So we're going to prove that you are a super taster. We believe you.
And it's more common among the Asian. So this is why I think Jeremy is... And it's just more proof that Jeremy is adopted Asian.
It is. Nice. It's just proof that Jeremy was actually...
Adopted. Nice.
And he's good with, like, computer games and stuff.
Yeah.
So speaking of Asians, ninjas. I think the reason I like ninjas the most is because they are prone to A, not be seen, and then B, come out of nowhere, flip out, and kill somebody.
Yeah, they're assassins.
Don't get me wrong, pirates definitely have their charm, certainly. Just in the sense that they will just, you know, come through like a storm pillage and plunder booty, which is
money.
Something I personally enjoy. And PG.
Yeah, this is PG.
Okay. So yeah, there is that. But the robot thing, I don't know if I'm particularly attached to the robot sort of myth or the robots.
It's not a myth. Robots are cool. It's not really up for debate.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. I'm just saying that the mystique, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. I've never really thought of robots as having a particular mystique.
I'm definitely a pirate person when it comes to this debate. Definitely think that pirates are the coolest of the three because they have so much more personality. And no, I have not seen all of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. And no, I'm not in love with Johnny Depp. That is not the reason I like pirates. I like pirates a long time before that.
I think Becky just went hipster. She's like, I like pirates before they were cool.
Yeah, I did like pirates before they were cool, okay? And I happen to own a very extensive pirate costume, which I wear at any given opportunity that people let me dress like a pirate.
Nice. And
they're just fun, you know? They sing. They have parrots. Yeah, yeah. They sail the open sea, something I hope to do one day, the open sea.
Yeah.
They find treasure. And they're tough as stuff.
Nails?
And nails.
The thing about pirates, though, is the pirates you were describing are Disney pirates. Like, if we're talking real pirates are nothing like that.
Have you met a real
pirate? I have met real pirates in other movies.
In non-Disney movies?
Correct.
So.
Well, you know, the thing about the other thing about pirates, like the saying goes, I think it's on one of the despair.com posters, but it says, until you're willing to lose sight of the shore, you'll never experience the feeling or the terror of being truly lost at sea. And I think that for me is part of the thing. A pirate is not for everyone, but I think there's a little bit of ninja in everyone. There's a little bit of person that wants to be able to be stealth. Am I wrong? You're looking at me like you don't agree?
No, I was just thinking, I don't know, I've tried to be graceful. There's none in me. I don't know.
That was pretty poetic, though.
That was
well thought through.
Thank
Kudos
you.
Kudos on the poetry.
I shouldn't have credited that to begin with. I could have said it was all me, but yeah. Oh, next time.
I did give it a shot at being ninja / karateka for a while there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun to pretend you can maybe kill someone, but when it comes right down to it, you can't. So I can't. Maybe other people can. I don't know. Is anyone here siding with the robots?
Well, like I said, I don't think they're the coolest. It's the concept of who's the coolest, but I think they will eventually rule the world.
So they're best.
See, the only chink in the robot armor is the laws of robotics that Isaac Asimov gave us. So the first one is that no robot can harm a human. The second rule is that no robot can do anything that breaks the first law. And the third rule is no robot can not do anything that breaks the first law or something like that. So the idea is that it should be programmed into every robot that's made that they cannot harm humans. And they cannot, and it actually says, you know, through doing something or through not doing something that they can't harm humans. So that's the only chink in the robot armor. When it comes to taking over the world, you could just say, oh, have you been programmed properly? Well, yes, I have. Great, then you can't hurt me. Whereas if you tell a pirate, hey, pirate, you should be polite, he's going to just be like, ah! Right? So.
Yeah, but that is if programmers follow the rules, and I guarantee you programmers do not follow the rules.
See, that's what programmers deep down are pirates, because pirates don't follow the rules. So really, pirates are
I think programmers are more ninjas.
Yeah, they're pretty stealthy. They're behind the scenes.
I call myself a code ninja. Sometimes.
Do you?
On business cards.
Yeah. Business cards.
Yeah. That's sweet. So what ninja-like qualities do you possess as a code ninja?
I could program a robot that'll kill you.
That's awesome. And you program a pirate, though. That's a thing.
No. Could program a robot that would suppress a pirate.
Oh, could do that. Could do that. So what's our final vote here? So Becky, what are you going to go with end of the day?
One vote for pirates.
Brandon,
what do we vote? What's the vote
just
for?
What's best?
What's the best?
What's best?
Are we voting to get rid of the HST here? Or?
Don't even get me started. That ship sailed. I heard about it.
Don't even get me started.
Anyway, that was a bad example. So, as Paul would say, I digress.
Yeah, a little bit.
What are we voting for? As far as
pirate, ninja, or robot? Pick one.
But for what? Like
for just pick one.
Well-rounded bestment.
Overall.
Well, ninjas, obviously.
Yeah. See, I gotta go for ninjas too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed. I really thought pirates had this one. They're just so much fun.
They're usually drunk too. They're like drunk. They're missing eyes. They're missing legs. They've got birds pooing all on their shoulders, and they're they usually stink.
Yeah, but that's the cool thing is they don't have to. They're like hippies of the sea. They don't have to have personal hygiene, and everyone still likes them.
There's that. I think that if we were to break it down to the reality of it, like what being a pirate actually was in the 1600s, 1700s, or what being a ninja actually was, whenever ninjas existed, they probably still do. They're probably like 15 in my house right now.
Definitely.
But I think people would probably pick ninja over pirate. Just because the pirate life was not
fun. Not the life for me.
The pirate life is the life for me. That's everything, except for the drunkenness. It's everything I want. The fun times, the birds. Well, maybe not the birds.
Didn't you just talk about being pooped on by birds?
Yes, last week.
Last time you were on.
I don't know. They didn't eat very well either.
Yeah,
scurvy. You end up getting scurvy. That's what I say to all the camp kids when they don't want food. When they're going through the line, I'm the orange/grapefruit person.
Yeah.
I'm like, grapefruit. And they're just like, no. I'm like, you're going to get scurvy. And then they give me a weird look. And
eat their orange.
Walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, podcast listeners weigh in, send a note or comment or something like that, and tell us what's...
What you thought about the HST outcome.
No, I don't know.
Paul does not want to hear
about that. I don't even want to talk about it.
If you have a feeling about that, I'm sure you've already called me at my work. So, so don't call again, I don't want
to
hear it.
Talk to Becky about that one.
You know what? Winston Churchill said, the best argument against democracy is... a 5-minute conversation with the average voter.
Yeah.
So,
she won. C'est vrai, mon ami.
So, anyways, the point is, no, what I want to hear about is pirate, ninja, or robot. What's your pick?
Pirates. Ninja's got it.
Ninjas 2, pirates 1, robot 0. But can we sway the vote with the podcast listeners? I know you're out there. I know you're listening. So you gotta let me know what your vote is.
Even if you're a Johnny Depp fan. Please weigh in on this and give me an extra vote on my team. See, look, ninjas have to, they have to shower like at least once a day, if not more, because
they'd
if
be
they
detectable.
Don't, they, yes, people would smell them coming.
I know.
So
they, I like showering.
They have
a, I'm pro shower. Are you against
anti-shower?
I'm pro shower also, obviously. Personal hygiene is one of the qualities I look for in friends.
I think Becky is in the anti-shower lobby.
I think so.
No. I'm in the shower lobby, but but I'm saying it's one of the weaknesses of a ninja is they can't sweat too much. If they perspire like past a certain level, then they're detectable. So therefore it's a weakness. There's just a lot of weaknesses when it comes to a
weakness.
Ninja. How is that not a weakness?
Pirates don't shower. They're going to stink anyways, so how are they going to sneak up on you?
They don't. That's not their goal. The goal of a pirate is to take what they want and cheer and sing about it and have a cute girlfriend. That's their...
The thing is that most ninjas are so fine-tuned. It's not like ninjas are all fat, waddling, heavy-breathing people.
Drunks.
Yeah, alcoholics. They're going to be... fit, they're going to be ready, they're going to be whatever, nubile or whatever you want to call it. I can't think of the words to describe sheer ninjas.
I'm trying to think of it too.
And
self-control, they're just very...
So even if they were sweating in the middle of a mission, they probably would just use axe, body spray.
Put a ninja on a boat and rock them around a little while. I give them 5 minutes before they're hurling overboard.
The thing is, they would figure out the motion of the boat and they'd be able to muscle like, manage it so like, that they're not even moving.
Or they would like hop off different bits of it to kill people and then hop back. So like the mast would be going left and they jump up to it and bounce off while it's right there and then they'd be able to attack people like that. So
I don't agree.
They'd probably fly the whole time. They wouldn't.
Probably.
Flying isn't part of ninja's like skill set.
I'm pretty sure jumping. Some of them could fly.
It's jumping is part of their
they
skill
would just,
set.
Yeah. They would just jump lots and it would look like
flying. It's like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah, where they just like
they kind of semi-fly. It's
You've
not,
seen
yeah, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon? Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies.
It's a great movie.
I have not seen this.
You
haven't
seen that movie?
You'll have to educate me.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Here's how deep, I mean, okay, this is me talking, take this with a grain of salt, but this is how deep I think the movie is. The movie is so deep. Why are you hiding behind the thing like a ninja? See, even right now. Okay, so
I'm
for those of you who are listening,
my ninja skills.
Becky is sitting opposite me right now in the room, and she's hiding behind the pop filter right
the
now.
The spit guard.
Very ninja-like. But anyway, I digress. Crouching Tiger, and now she's covering one eye and making a noise, making a hand like a pirate. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon is such a deep movie that... You have to be in like the right. I want to be in the right frame of mind before I watched it again. So I bought it on DVD, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and haven't watched it since then. Because I just
never waiting
really
for a good dose of acid to come along before you watch it.
I think he was waiting for the Blu-ray to come out.
No, I was just I've never been in the right frame of mind to be like, well, I really want this heaviness, but it's a great movie.
Yeah.
So it's like the Titanic where people bought it and then just never watched it again.
No, nothing like that.
This is actually good. I've really gotten in. There's some really good foreign films I've seen in the past number of years.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is called The Good, the Bad, and the Weird.
Oh, I've heard of that. I've never seen it.
It's a Korean film, I think. I think it was a Korean film. Great film. Even with the subtitles and everything. It's fantastic. Been liking those. And of course, I like my classic films too, so I'm a bad film person. People are like, have you seen this? Have you seen that? No.
Paul doesn't do
classic
TV.
Is... As in
some of the great films.
Monty
Python's also good. Yeah. I watched finally, like in the past year or so, I watched The Maltese Falcon. Humphrey Bogart and
Bogart.
Yes. Of course,
legendary.
If you're talking Bogart, you gotta talk mention Casablanca, mm-hmm. absolute film classic. I watched a movie called M, which is an old German film from the 30s, I believe, the early 30s, starring Peter Lorre, who was also in Casablanca.
30s to 50s. Best. Yeah. They were the best for all entertainment.
Really, really good movies and stuff. So I'm loving the classics for sure. Been enjoying some of those. And then my comedies. Most of the comedies, though, I mean, unless you're talking about the comedy classics like your Chaplins or your Laurel and Hardys or whatever... You know, you're basically getting into the 70s, with 60s, 70s, your Monty Pythons, your Carry On films, your whatever other stuff.
Who is the main lead, female lead in Casablanca?
Ingrid Bergman.
Mm.
She's too old for you.
She's
probably dead. If you half her age and add 7,
no,
you don't make the cut.
If there's anybody from that era that I would be into, it would be Audrey Hepburn.
Mm.
Hands down.
You know who
Pants down. Cutest actress of the 50s.
You know who my old school crush is Diana Rigg.
Hmm.
Yeah. British actress.
I know. I know where you come from there.
I feel bad even saying this, but whatever. No, podcast rated PG. You don't listen to it if you don't like it. Yeah, that's my old school movie crush. Becky, how about you? Do you have like a man crush from the early days of television or cinema?
Not one that I know the name of. Sorry. Fail.
Don't pick Humphrey Bogart, because I don't think he was one of the prettiest men.
No?
That's the thing, though. The thing about Bogart is that it wasn't about his looks. No. It was about his character. It was
totally.
About his
mystery.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It was about the characters that he played. So when you're looking at this character in a movie, those characters, even though, you know, Humphrey Bogart looks, you know, like a dog's breakfast. He was, you know, the characters are just completely compelling.
Oh, yeah. Like, the way he talked and everything, too, is just the whole package. It was a very mysterious man.
Man crush?
Don't do this today, you'll regret it. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but for the rest of your life.
My man crush is Sean Connery, probably, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's legendary.
Definitely. Sean Connery, for sure.
What's his name? He was in Roman Holiday with Audrey Hepburn. He's very
popular. Paul is Googling.
He's in a lot of movies.
I need a more quiet Google because I'm typing this keyboard is really loud. Gregory Peck.
Gregory Peck. That's it. I don't know what the point is, I'm just saying.
Brandon and I are just sitting here staring off into space,
thinking about our man crushes,
prancing through a field with the two of them.
We were talking about pirates, ninjas, and robots. How do we even get on this topic?
Classical movies. I mentioned Pirates of the Earth.
Oh, yeah, other pirate movies?
No. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then we got on classic films and how deep things were. And
Yeah, good times.
Oh, Audrey Hepburn is hot.
Can I interject into this conversation?
Absolutely.
To ask Brandon what his favorite quote of the week was?
Oh, yeah, it was so good. I was at home this week, like at my sister's place, holding down the fort. And I was watching Much Music Channel because there wasn't anything on. And Video on Trial came on.
Oh, here we go. So a bunch of, as I recall, a bunch of people you've never heard of making fun of people who are way richer than they are.
Pretty much. Yeah, and they're all bitter and everything. Obviously. But there was a good line that came out of this. I can't remember which guy it was, but anyways, it was this song by Green Day, a newer one. And so Green Day's, they're getting older, right?
Yeah.
And it just shows this one scene of the main singer. I can't remember his name.
Billy Armstrong.
Yes, correct. And they're all wearing black eyeshadow eyeliner or whatever. Yeah. And then this one guy says, "You know when you're too old to wear eyeliner? When you're a man."
That's aces right there.
I just
there.
Cracked up. Like, most of the entire episode was just nothing, and then right, that one right, line right. came on, and I just cracked up.
That was probably the only quotable line Much Music has had in, like, 10 years. But it was a good one. They saved so up for the good one.
Which is hilarious, because isn't Video On Demand an American show? Don't they import that?
What is Video On Demand?
The show you're watching.
Video On Trial.
Oh, On Trial, sorry, yes. Yeah. Isn't that like an MTV show or something?
It's American, definitely American, because they were talking about Canadians and stuff on there the other day.
So. I wouldn't play Monopoly Deal now.
Yeah? Oh, we're good. Becky has decided to introduce me to Monopoly Deal after her Monopoly win last Woo-hoo! Weekend, or a couple weeks ago, I guess.
Normal Monopoly just doesn't do it for her anymore.
She's moved to the self-professed addiction to Monopoly Deal.
It is a bit of an addiction. And I have to go to, I don't know what kind of counseling they have for card games. It's not gambling. They don't lose money.
Losing time in your life, you're never going to get back.
Just going to say, ninjas don't need counseling. Throwing that out there.
Whereas both pirates and the people they plunder would probably need counseling.
Probably, and they're usually addicted to things.
Probably
a lot of
daddy issues going on and...
Yeah. We're just keeping the psychiatrist just busy, totally employed. That's what us pirates are doing.
Good for the economy,
that,
I guess.
That, yeah, you like pirates because it helps keep psychiatrists employed?
Yes.
Pirates are good for the economy.
Hilarious. Anyways, well, thanks very much, you guys, for stopping by. Thanks, Brandon, for staying in Prince George an extra week so we could... make this moment happen. That's fantastic. Since I know that you did specifically stay in Prince George this very moment.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
glad I could be part of this moment.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And thanks very much, Becky, for reminding us of the Pirate Ninja Robot argument. Podcast listeners, remember to weigh in on that argument. I want to know what people's votes are.
Hi, Chelsea. Hope you're listening to this. Please vote for me. For my pirates. This has been a GotGrip.com podcast.
Made it a Mac. You know I'm going to do it every time.
Yeah.
You just know I'm going to.
Stopping recording now.
And it's funny because I don't even think about it until I hear, "This has been a GotGrip.com podcast." And then it pops up ahead. Made it a Mac!
Oh, my word. No, it wasn't.
Decided that we digress here a little on this topic, but we've realized Jeremy Holland, the brother to Brandon here, is actually Asian. He just didn't know it.
Nice.
I take mine off, too.
I'll be right back. I'm just going to go close the windows.
You're closing the windows?
I think he can hear stuff. Ooh, Paul. You're so good looking. I know, right? My name's Paul.